This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As the U.S. Senate continues work on the federal budget, Representative Brittany Pedersen says provisions in the Republican bill would cut nearly $800 billion from Medicaid in the next decade. Pedersen, a Democrat, says in Colorado the changes promised to decimate health coverage for many, and the cost to the state of verifying one part of it, work requirements for enrollees, is the opposite of government efficiency.
You're increasing red tape, paperwork. You're having $57 million that the state of Colorado would have to oversee just to comply.
Republican lawmakers have defended the proposal, saying they will make government more efficient. Studies estimate most professional musicians experience playing-related pain or injuries due to misuse or overuse and mental health struggles tied to their art. Professor Jim Brody launched the Musicians Wellness Program at CU Boulder's College of Music a couple of decades ago to address that. Cindy Hale is a graduate student studying trumpet.
We are athletes with micromuscles. We train the same way. We have to perform like them. And our mental game is just as important as it is for an athlete.
Brody, who is an associate professor of oboe, retires this summer after 39 years of teaching. An immigration arrest in Mesa County has civil rights groups worried about coordination between state and federal law enforcement. A 19-year-old woman was detained by federal agents shortly after being stopped by a Mesa County sheriff's deputy. Tim McDonald with ACLU Colorado says the potential for coordination is troubling.
What happened out in Mesa County is very concerning. What appears to be an officer who questioned a young woman about where she was from and then immediately reported her to federal civil immigration authorities.
Colorado law limits how local law enforcement can coordinate with federal officials on immigration status. This is CPR News and KRCC.